Hello again, everyone. This is Jason Nimro, and you're listening to what used to be Cohen Monk Mormon. And it may very well, I don't know, don't really want to say such things, except to say that sometimes I struggle with the whole idea, or with being able to say, Cohen Lone Wolf Saint. I hope that's not the worst thing I ever do. It's another Sunday night on my way to the apartment. The interesting thing is that the apartment may very well only be for a short period of time while I, make arrangements to buy a piece of property, believe it or not. It's very sad. This thing went on the market about a month and a half ago, which was well within the timing for me discovering it, but I didn't. I was searching everywhere for places to stay. I guess I should have looked a little north at French. I think there was something in the back of my head saying I needed to go look in French, Texas. And found a little spit of land for $2,000, which is in my favorite price range. Which is, it doesn't cost so much that it's even something that I have to consider too strongly. I can just do it. And what a great blessing that can be. I'm eating some walnuts as I go on my way. So I might not be too long an apartment dweller. I may go back to being that voice in the wilderness again, which strangely makes me feel better. I don't know if this was John the Baptist's function as well, once he spent his time in prison. His only desire would be to get out into the wilderness again. Although I guess when Jesus started his ministry, John's pretty much closed, except to make, repentance statements to political leaders, make people angry, I suppose. Well, beyond that, recently made a recording here about the concept of engendering trust. The fact that so much of life is about trusting others. Or no, about God and Christ trusting us. And these aren't for huge things in the, it isn't like the trust is being the leader of a country or something like that particularly. Most of us won't do that. I don't think that's a criteria. Certainly wants to have families and to do well with the trust that we've been given with our families, especially our children, I think. But I want to talk about a whole nother sort of trust. Just as important. Especially while we're here in mortality. And that is our trust in Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. That we trust what they have said that we should do will actually accomplish what they say it will. Now, it's all goofed up in the fact that many people don't even know what God really promises us. So many people that claim Christianity, claim to follow Christ, I don't think it's a matter of trust on a certain level. It's almost not knowing there is so much he offers that we can put our trust in. You don't like to call it misplacing your trust, but it can certainly look that way. And it shows most in our actions. We can say all kinds of things. We can profess our faith in Jesus Christ, which is important and good. But it's mostly by our actions that we show if we actually trust that Christ accomplished what he said he was going to accomplish, that he will yet do what he promised to do, that he will advocate for us at the judgment bar, and that all the things that we know, God's agenda itself, the mission of Jesus Christ in relation to the agenda, that we actually demonstrate our trust. I like that term, demonstrate it. One of the real visceral ways that this can be done is if we are repenting of things that we have done wrong, sins that we have committed. Do we trust that we are forgiven and move on? Too many people see a great virtue and just kind of wadding themselves up in a ball. I'm such a sinner. I'm such a sinner. And the idea that I am so bad, that what I have done is so heinous that I cannot be forgiven. Like I said in the past thing, you can often interchange the terms faith and trust. I think to use the trust term gives it a different spin, a different connotation. Because when we repent and change, but we don't feel like we are worthy, that is essentially we not trusting Jesus Christ for what he said. The promise that he made. When we repent of our sins, he will forgive us. And he will forget. People try to be kind of nice about it. But the real thing is if you don't forgive yourself and move on, you're basically saying that you don't trust Jesus Christ, that he will forgive you as he said he would. That's a tough indictment to take, but I think it's very honest. I always feel like these are words that you would have heard from apostles of the more distant past, that many of our present apostles may be a bit too nice. Not that I, you know, am I here to badmouth them? No. But I think these are concepts that people really need to see and really need to know. If we don't trust Jesus Christ, ultimately, other parts of our character are going to indicate our lack of trust, our lack of faith. You know, and people say, well, I'm just trying to be humble. And you go, this isn't humility. This is saying that Christ can't do what he said he was going to do and that you don't trust him. But I do. And then you go, well, wouldn't you act this other way? Oh, that's okay. We often need a little bit of a slap in the face. We often need to get slammed against a wall to jostle us, to say, what am I doing wrong? Too much victimhood going on, which is a lack of trust. I very much honor when we are dealt with frankly. When it isn't candy-coated. I worry sometimes that society's attitudes about being loving compel people not to say what needs to be said, to not do what needs to be done. And that in doing so, we are ill-prepared for everything, for actually facing Christ without cringing and pleading unworthiness, which we very quickly need to get past. If God says you are worthy, then you're worthy. If you think he doesn't know something about your nature, oh God, if you really knew the way I am, you wouldn't present me with this situation, this responsibility, this calling, whatever. And we all do it. I know I do it. Do I need to get better? Yes. The first way to get better is to say, yeah, I'm telling God his business as if I know better than God does. And it's like, wow. Do you really think that's so? And it's like, no. And you go, okay, then quit acting like it. Quit behaving like God is ignorant or powerless or whatever else. He can make these things happen. And that if anybody's confused about the situation, it's us. And we need to pull it together. False modesty is one of the bigger sins of our age. I cringe when my Christian cousins use the word just so often, especially in prayers. The smacks of false modesty. Lord, just be kind to us. Lord, just help us to do better. Just. And it's like, guys, quit saying it. Say what you want to say. I've got to work on it, not to qualify things so much. Anyway, so that was really the biggest thing I wanted to say in this particular episode, this recording, is that just as much as we need to garner the trust of deity, if he asks us to do something, we do it. you ask us to say something, we say it. Don't let our fear of others stop us from doing what God wants us to do. It was amazing. One of these, right now I'm kind of in a bullpen. My supervisors and a lot of my coworkers are on leave right now. So there's really not anybody to introduce me even to the equipment I need to get working. So I'm in the bullpen, and there's several other people in the bullpen too. Most of them are waiting for their clearances. I've already got mine. It's done. So I'm in the bullpen for a completely different reason. Doesn't make any difference. Let me tell you. There's this young fella. And all of a sudden he was telling stories to one of his coworkers in the Book of Mormon. And he was getting lengthy. And the coworker was paying attention, going, "Well, that's interesting." He was even asking interesting questions about it. And I was so amazed by this guy, young fella. I came from a time and a place where you do not talk about religion in the workplace. Just don't do it. It wasn't something that was done. I need to overcome that somehow. But this guy, boy, he just jumped right in it. And it didn't faze anybody at all. I was just sitting there just gobsmacked for his audacity. And it's like, this kid is great, man. Trust. I think he's more trusting than I am talking about this. Surely some guy who's spent time in seminary, he might be old enough that he's already served a mission and come back. I don't know how old he is. But he's knocking it out of the park. What a guy. A good example to me. Wow. Oh. Maybe I've been off my mission too long. And I've lost some of that zeal, which is bad. I should recover it. Regardless, wow. A wonderful example of trust. That something good may come of all these things. And not to be timid. I think I've gotten timid. Huh. It's relatively easy to make these recordings. It's relatively easy to write what I write, put it out on Facebook and on a blog and stuff like that. I don't have a mechanism. And I don't really pay attention to comments, so I don't get the feedback from other people. I've never been one of those people that really contention or defense, defending the faith. I've never particularly been that type. I'll certainly tell you what I know. Put it out there to help inform people better, at least my take on it. And there didn't seem to be much retaliation on any of this stuff. It didn't seem like they were having a heated discussion at all. He was telling them I think he was just looking at the scriptures because he has all this free time. And there's not a whole lot to do. Looking at the scriptures on the internet and sharing the story that he's reading with his next door neighbor guy in the bullpen. Wow. So yeah, I'm just totally amazed by that fella. And I can't think of anything really else to to say in this particular recording, so I need to probably bring it to an end. Jason Nemro, you're listening to Cohen Lone Wolf Saint. And let me leave you with the blessing that the Lord instructed us to give to the children of Israel, to you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May he lift up his countenance toward you and give you peace.